say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a ghost-filled island adventure from across the pond.
That explains why you two meat sacks smell like low tide.
Oh, Jesus. You're just jealous because we can go to Europe and you can't.
Listen up, crotch stain. That case is still pending.
Wow. Great comeback there. Discount small wonder.
That chick was hot.
Dude, she was like 8 years old.
Cheese muffins, I'm like four.
That's God. True. Calm down, ladies, before we get a cease and desist again by the good folks who produced Small Wonder 40 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. C-Bot, we're going to throw you in a pool and see how you like it.
I'm Brent Hand. He's David Flora. And the bots are here, so that makes this Hysteria 51.
I'm not going to lie. Us smelling like low tide is a pretty nice burn. We are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, with a ghostly connection to parts unknown Colorado.
Ah, yes, sir. David, you ever been to a haunted house? And not like
sure
an
have.
Amusement place? I mean, well, you already answered me there. You sure have.
So like a sorry, real... I was ready. I was locked
in. No, that's awesome. You're like, fuck you. Yes, I have. Like a quote-unquote haunted place.
Dude, I spent the night in the Limp Mansion. I did a whole episode about it on Blurry
wasn't
Photos.
Wasn't limp
it's
anymore when he was done.
Oh, yeah. I haunted the bathroom there. Let's just
yeah.
Let's
how was it? Did you have any experiences?
No, not at all. It was there's no air conditioning, so it was hot. And the toilet was small, and the bathroom was huge in the room I stayed in. Now it was supposed to be the room where the matriarch of the family passed away from, I think, cancer. And the room next to it, which was attached and part of this, the whole suite there, was where the patriarch of the family took his life.
Oh, it's just party city. Just good
it
vibes
was, I mean,
and fun times.
If you guys have never heard of the Limp Mansion, it's this old beer baron mansion in St. Louis, Missouri. And Blurry Photos, I did an episode on it, a two-parter, study upon it, went and stayed there, you know, did some, I left the recorder running for a while.
Yeah.
Go listen to it. It's one of the ones I'm most proud of on that show. It's an amazing story, but yes, that's a haunted mansion.
That's cool. We did the Congress Hotel on here and did similar,
oh, yeah.
Stayed there. Nothing happened to us. We did a lot of recording. We even did a Ouija board session in there, which absolutely nothing happened. I was also taken aback by how much the people that worked there did not want to talk about it. Like, ugh, no, it's not yeah. haunted. Really? Because
yeah.
it says here on like Atlas Obscura, you love talking about it. I do not.
So who did you piss off at Atlas Obscura?
Yeah, right. So, hey, there you go. If you've got a weird story or a weird place or anything like that, well, you can send it to us. Weird@hysteria51.com. Weird@hysteria51.com. We do our bonus episodes. Someone told us the other day, since Chris isn't doing them anymore, we should do Sad Blurry Hysteria and have Kevin join in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sad Blurry Hysteria. Every week
I
he
mean,
comes with
just going to be redundant.
he comes every week with just a really, really terrible story.
Downer.
And 14 children were killed. Back to you guys.
Hey. Did you watch, hey, let's talk about Fox 32 Chicago
yeah,
for a second.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Yes, sir, I did
Speaking
watch it.
Speaking of sad, like, news stories and stuff, that
oh,
we
man.
Watched the whole episode of that, and I tell you what,
40 people shot
about
last
killing.
Weekend in Chicago. Up next, two fellas make a living talking about the world of the weird.
Exactly how we do.
The truth
like...
is out there, but they're not going to tell you. Nah, we're joking, but it was a really good, really good experience.
Great.
Natalie, who is one of the anchors on there, she did our interview. She's fantastic, Natalie Bomke. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, super pleased with how that turned out. I think I was just giggling the whole time. It was just fun.
It's always funny. You never know what they're going to do because we talked for 30 minutes or so, mm-hmm. and they used, you know, 2 minutes of everything, you know, and about 30 seconds of us talking. So that's always great, though, in a good way. Like, it gets – they can chop that stuff up and still get a through line through it. So it worked out great. If you guys go to Hysteria Nation or I'm actually going to add it to our website in the blog. I'm trying to get a figure out how to add the video because it wasn't working the other day, but it will eventually be on hysteria51.com if you want to check it out. It was a good experience. So
I bet we could hackerman it in.
I bet we somehow. Can brute for I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Well, yeah, I was just gonna, where are we at here? I'm in. I hacked time. All right, kids. Moving on from us Fox 32 Chicago celebrities, let's take a romantic journey, if you will.
Ooh, let's.
To the one and only Venice.
Venice.
And the beautiful,
as Indiana Jones says,
Venetian Lagoon.
Spectacular.
And an equally beautiful and tranquil island in said lagoon, Paveglia Island.
Sounds like perfection.
Close. It's your normal Italian isle, isn't it? It's a plague island turned mental hospital that's said to be haunted by the damned.
Well, shit.
Buongi or no?
Si, signore.
He tried. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Di Serono.
Isn't that John Bon Jovi's real name? I don't even know.
John Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Paveglia Island, the island of the hour, is a small island in that said Venetian lagoon located between Venice and Lido. A small canal divides the island into two separate pieces. I see what you did there, Kyle. It starts out with the normal backstory, as I hope most islands do, first appearing in the historical records back in the year 421.
Blaise. Man, that was a good year.
Damn it.
I don't think that I don't think he really was around then, but you know.
We were just too late to blaze it. Just missed it.
I didn't even think about that. We just missed it. We were a year late. Otherwise we'd been sitting there going, So this island was populated like normal until the residents got the good sense to flee from invading barbarians.
Like you do.
It's not every day.
The Gauls?
Yeah. This crap was happening in 1379.
Pussies.
Yes, pussies run away from barbarians instead of being slaughtered. dynamite drop in there. Then, of course, for more than 100 years, beginning in 1776, a banner year in this country, the island was used as quarantine station for those suffering from the plague and other diseases. And then later, to really sour the land, they used it as a fucking mental hospital. And we all know that top-notch practices were done in old-timey mental hospital facilities. I don't know if you guys know that.
Here.
You know, remember, we did that whole old-timey shit they used to do, like lobotomies and, I don't know.
Electroshock therapy.
You got ghosts in your blood. You need to do cocaine about it. That one was okay. That was one of the better ones. Most of the cough syrup at the time had 4 to 6 grams of cocaine per serving.
That's true. Yeah, I think make cough syrup great again is what we're taking out of this.
It had also, like cocaine, chloroform, formaldehyde, and bitters.
And licorice root. I my brain is turned off, Brent, because I'm trying to think of which barbarians were invading then, because I don't think it would have been the Gauls.
No,
the
Gauls would have been I think Northwest. That's just a, you know,
Goths? It's the Visigoths?
Well, I guess
who sacked Rome? Wasn't it the Visigoths?
Sacked. We're both typing away.
The Visigoths.
Yeah, there you Alaric go.
Sacked Rome in 410. So it could have been. Yeah. I mean, they were the empire was in tatters, and everybody was getting just run out of town.
You're
by
trying
all
to
the
say Rome was burning
at that point.
Who knew? Mm-hmm.
Hey. Probably already burned. Anyway, sorry.
No, good.
The history, like, not
you're me. Learning here on Hysteria 51. Then take God either smited the mental hospital or it just closed. That's kind of a you can pick each you know your flavor there. It ceased operations in the year of our Lord 1968 or 1975.
Jesus.
Depending on which report you're reading, because I've heard both, and both were from relatively credible sources, so I don't know. In later years, it was actually a geriatric center, which is equally as fun and terrifying. And, you know, so they got that going for them. And then since the island has been vacant and visits to the island are prohibited, when that ever stopped anyone. Not really, right?
Are you saying that it started in 1776, closed down in 1976?
1975 is 75? When the place closed. No. 76 is when it started as a quarantine station. And okay, either so the late 1800s or 1922, depending on what you're reading about, it became a mental hospital. Probably started people going there in the 1800s, and 1922 is when it was officially put in. It just depends again on where you're reading. We'll get into that a little bit. But people stopped going there. Well, they're supposed to stop going there because it was made off limits because it's fucking haunted, or at least that's what people say. So you know your ass has got to get there. That's why people still go there all the time, or at least, you know, many people claim they've been there and they claim it's haunted. And we're going to break that down after the break here on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know? If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Ding, ding, ding.
David, tell me. How do you make a haunted island?
Well, Brent, you start with a plague and quarantine station, and then bam, you kick it up a notch.
That
from
works.
The 14th century, during the bubonic plague, and again in the 17th century when the Black Death swept through Europe.
Fucking metal.
Truth.
He used to play bass for Black Death. I don't know if you remember, but yeah. Sorry.
He would play bass. Paviglia served as a quarantine.
Hey, I play bass. What the hell's that mean?
As a quarantine island. Or Lazzaretto.
Hey.
The coffee. And might we add, only the ones who truly needed to be sent there were subjugated to this kind of treatment.
Yeah. And by that, we mean absolutely anyone who showed even the slightest signs of illness were sent there and left to fucking die.
Jesus.
I don't think Jesus had much to do with that there, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. He fled like he's fleeing from barbarians.
Yeah, right.
Being taken to the island was a sure death sentence.
Yeah.
And the people often went kicking and screaming, knowing they would live out their last days in a literal hell on earth.
Jesus, man.
So,
right.
You know, that's fun. Some say that the soil is mostly made up of the ash of the burned victims.
Yikes. Takes a lot of victims to do that.
Just like Streeterville. And shocker here, resulted in a high number of deaths on the island.
Yeah. It's shocking that you put people there because they have the plague and they die. Who knew?
Some people estimate the island may be the final resting place for as many as 160,000 people.
Yeah. That is a massive amount of death.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is how you get stories about the restless spirits of the plague victims.
One way.
Speaking of those victims, the island contains one or more plague pits.
Oh, shit.
Bitchin'.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is – Seabot could make a headquarters here if he wanted to.
Bitchin' is right.
A lair.
He also played a bass for Plague Pit, so this is bringing up a lot of memories for him, I think.
I did love Plague Pit.
I saw them open.
Did a lot of moshing.
I saw them open for Power Man 5000.
Oh, that's funny because I saw them open for Tub Ring in 2004.
That was when they were just had quit touring with Human Beans. So yeah.
And Pustulant, I think, was the. They were pretty good. I couldn't understand what they were singing. But anyways.
Well, that's because they'd been on that long European tour with Conquistador and stuff got messed up. Anyway, go on, sir. I digress.
On the We All Fall Down tour. Ashes. Anyways, an estimate published by National Geographic suggests that over 100,000 people died on the island over the centuries and were buried in said plague pits. And another source, Atlas Obscura, provides an estimate of 160,000 because, you know, that's more. So we're going to use that one.
Fuck yeah. I don't hate him today. Something's wrong. Anyway.
He's in his element, man.
Yeah,
he's like hydrated and, you know, just vibing.
He's hydrated. Anyway. Next up, not quite barbarians. Not the barbarian twins from the 80s. Remember those guys? The twin muscle dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they fight the Road Warriors a bunch?
Yeah. You celebrate their entire back catalog of calendars.
Yeah,
anyway.
Both matches.
Next up, Napoleon. What's up with that dude?
Napoleon used it to store weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he had a campaign there when he was running through stuff. He also had the 12th century church that was on the island destroyed. And the church's bell tower converted into a lighthouse.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know.
That's, it's practical because, you know, he had the fleet going up the east side of Italy there. And why not? It's a good ash cement island. Eventually, Napoleon's enemies discovered he was storing weapons on the island, and many battles took place on it, claiming even more lives.
So, yeah, Brent, party time.
How How big is this place?
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
That's all I need to know.
He set him up. Travis Waldron, knock him down.
So, cue the mental hospital.
Yeah.
In the late 18... Oh, sorry.
No. I'm just excited. I get excited when you say mental hospital. Far be it for me to interrupt you. Go right ahead, sir.
In the late 1800s, or 1922, depending on the source, the island's buildings were converted into a mental hospital.
Yeah. And this is done probably by just leaving alone because, they were fucking terrifying. Because it was a fucking plague island. Or just adding spikes and bars and shit. A real choose-your-own-adventure, I like to think, when converting into a mental hospital.
There's, like, traps there, and then just, like, these dives where people just go to drink. That's that's what they added.
That's exactly what it is. That tracks. Exactly.
Well, we can't say it for sure, but there are a lot of unverified tales that one of the doctors there performed cruel experiments on the patients, which further contributed to the island's haunted reputation.
Yep.
I think that that's kind of part and parcel with any mental institution.
Yeah,
right?
This one, you can chalk it up to it's a wives' tale or just part of it, but there's a lot of people that say that there was a good doctor, I'm going to use that term, who was really into lobotomies. And we've talked to lobotomies before. They still can be used today when nothing can help someone, but they've come a long way and they're not just driving a spike into your head. The tale that they tell about this is that he used quote unquote cruel methods, unlike the normal methods of jamming a spike into your eye or up your nose, to form the lobotomy, such as using hand drills. And oddly enough, people that do go to the island that search through there illegally or legally, depending on, there's been a few people that have gotten permission to go there, say machines can still be seen in the rooms of the hospital to this day.
I do love souvenirs.
I would probably take one myself too. I'm not going to lie to you. The story often concludes. What was that?
I was going to say just there's pretty wild history, as you can imagine, on lobotomies. Mm-hmm. And they started out with a technique called leucotomy, because they'd use this instrument called a leucotome, where they drill a hole in the head, and this instrument had a little like wire loop on the end of it. And I think they heated it up and just basically like
cauterized the front of your brain off.
Well, burned, like scooped out a portion and cauterized it the same time.
Wow.
I think it was heated.
She doesn't complain at all anymore. And the dishes are always done on time. And that's not being sexist. It was sexist. That's half the people they did it on. Is your wife tacking back or doesn't want to do back-breaking labor all day long?
Have you tried lobotomy?
Yeah, right. They had the lobotomy mobile that drove around the country and offered lobotomies. That is one of the most terrifying sentences that's ever been uttered, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Back to stories that may or may not be true.
Sorry, just
that's
a little
good.
Fun fact
it's
there.
Completely about what this is about. This story about the doctor, it ends with him jumping or being thrown from the hospital's bell tower. Some people say he was driven mad by guilt. Some people say the ghosts of the victims did it. There are reports that there was either a nun or a nurse, depending on where you're reading it, saw him fall. But I say when in doubt, go with ghosts. So we're just going to say that he was thrown out of a window by ghosts.
He could have been scared out of it, backing
That's
up.
True.
Like, uncontrollably.
I'm terrified.
I love a hospital with a bell tower. I tell you what.
Every good anything has a bell tower.
Yep.
I'm having one installed in the studio in late July.
Nice.
Patience.
Glad you got that coating passed.
Yes, it was very. I had to grease some palms.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I use Crisco. It's shortening. It works in multiple ways. Anyway. The patients are said to have regularly reported seeing the ghosts of plague victims and say they were kept up at night from the screams of the tortured souls. Their claims were ignored because people said, you're crazy. You're seeing things. We don't care about you. So
have you tried a lobotomy?
This is all shut down in 68 or 75, depending again on the source. Afterwards, well, we said towards the end it was a geriatric hospital, not just a mental hospital. And then the island was briefly used for agriculture and then just completely abandoned. So, yeah.
Nothing like that wheat grown on the ashes of the dead.
Don't you just want a summer there? This stuff tastes chalky for some reason.
Gamey?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. What is it? Iron? Kind of a coppery
thing? Back then they were used to that. It's fine. It's fine. There was dead bodies. It was Europe. There's dead bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like fucking dead bodies in castles. You just can't get
Who hasn't eaten a body part in Europe? That's my question. And I love back then, especially.
Who hasn't eaten a body part in Europe? I know.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Say it.
Yeah, he's the one who didn't do it because it was too on the nose.
Satan's smart. That's what I've learned.
All right, break time. When we come back, it's ghosts and conspiracies. Or just Hysteria 51, because that's what we're about. That's coming up after this break. On said Hysteria 51.
Oh.
I could have said Hysteria 51 one more time. I would have won a prize.
Oh. No regrets.
Ghosts and conspiracies and everything in between. David, speaking of ghosts, I don't think it'll shock any of you to learn that many visitors and the tons of paranormal investigators, which make up a lot of the visitors that flock to this place, have reported eerie experiences on the island. What are we talking about? What have they seen or heard or say they've experienced?
Oh, boy. A cornucopia of things like hearing unexplained sounds, feeling an unseen presence.
Yeah.
Feelings of being touched or scratched, which not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
And, Ghost Adventures featured an episode on the island, and no surprise here, they reported numerous instances of alleged paranormal activity.
Yeah, you know, Dildo Baggins. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. What's his name? Anyway, he sees ghosts everywhere he goes. This is the most haunted Buc-ee's I've ever been in. This is the most haunted Motel 6 I have ever seen. Did you guys feel that? I think someone tried to choke me.
Come at me, plague bros.
Someone, did you grab me? Did you grab me? You got to tell me, did you grab me? He didn't grab me. All right.
I'm so angry at my crew.
David, some places seem to attract evil happenings or horribleness or whatever you want to call it, so to speak. Can a place, I guess my big question is, can a place be evil?
The ground is sour.
Nice one once again there, Kyle. But can a ground go sour, a place go sour, or are there places like this, it's just struck by a run of bad luck and just one investor away from being a paradise or a retreat or a five-star hotel?
You know, obviously jury's out on that one. It does make for a good story to say a lot of bad mojo happened here. There's negative energy, whatever you want to call it or classify it as. I think it's mostly gets in people's minds more than any physical manifestation, if that makes sense.
Do you think the how am I trying to say this? The thought of what might be there is more powerful than what really is? Like not knowing?
That's a succinct way of saying what I just said. It's more like if people know there's a negative connotation to it, that they're going to start perceiving it that way.
Right.
But, you know, you do get stories of people who have no idea about certain places and they're like, man, it feels weird here, or I'm getting some weird sensation, you know, like.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I don't want to go into that room with your uncle. I mean, you know, you just get these weird feelings. And now, I'll joke aside, though. We've talked about before, too, how, and this is, speaking of jury still out, can places collect energy?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say yay or nay on that, but if a place could get negative energy, this has got a lot of backing for it because of, you know, all the people that – and I think it was important to say, and we kind of said this earlier, the people that were brought there knew that they were going there to die. They didn't want to go. They were brought there and, like, I think you said kicking and screaming, and that's an important point of it. And so your last months of or whatever it is time on Earth is filled with resentment, horror. You're seeing death. I mean, it's not unlike a concentration. I mean, it's tantamount to that, but they're not gassing you. They're just allowing you to die because you're going to die anyway. But it's disgusting. If that can leave an impression on a place, I would think it would.
Yeah, what else would? Yeah.
Right.
And you know, you can make parallels between this and, let's say, Gettysburg battlefield or Gettysburg cemetery out there or whatever. Because a lot of people claim the same stuff there. That was a scene of a lot of, awful death, suffering and negative energy.
Yeah.
My question is, though, what about places that people don't know had a lot of that and they're there, you know, and it's not a popular tourist
spot? Creepy feelings, like you said, like when people sound like, I don't
know. Do they have, how many people have creepy feelings at that? Or, you know, or do they just go on like nothing's happening because
have you had that happen
in their
to you?
Mind?
Have you walked into a place and been like, oh, man, not knowing, and then you find out something bad had happened there?
No.
I felt that way when I would go to the bathroom after John had been in there, but that's about as close as I can say.
That is frightening. the only premonition I've had was kind of dumb. I was playing an augmented reality game called Assassins. Some people might have heard of this, but it's like you get a group of people and basically you have to quote unquote kill each other, but you do that with spoons as if they were knives and Nerf guns. And it's kind of silly. I'll let your imagination go with that.
Spoon
but
man.
I was leaving work one day. I was leaving work one day, going to a rehearsal, and I had to take a cab because I was running late. And all cab long ride long, I just got this feeling in the pit of my stomach. I was like, oh man, this is
because of the driver or the car or.
You know, in Chicago, it could have been any of that, but it was something different. It was just like
something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, and so my senses were a little bit heightened when I got out of the car, and as I was walking up, you know, I was aware, I was alert, and as soon as I was walking up to the door to rehearsal, I saw my quote unquote assassin sitting in a car, and She rolled down the window and started shooting Nerf guns, but since I was already aware of it, I was able to hide and avoid it. And
wow,
and it's weird, you know. To this day, I don't know if that is something, or you know, I haven't had it happen for legit things,
right?
Like deaths in the family, or you know, thank goodness nothing else bad. But for that silly game, I feel like I had this premonition for that.
I mean, anyways, that's still pretty, it's easy to go, well, maybe this or that or the other, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It leaves the door open in my mind to the possibility of that being an extrasensory perception type of thing, as silly as it is.
That or just the like back it. Seat of the cab.
Round. Sour.
Like, you have no idea what happened in the back of that cab.
Yeah. He got $50 from the night before. Let's
the
just say
hard
that.
Way.
Sorry. Anyways.
Conspiracies. What does happen in the back of a cab when David Flora is in there? Sometime at the island.
Confessions.
Sometime at the island had become a quarantine station for ships arriving at Venice in the 18th century. So originally they were using it for that, and a plague was discovered on two ships. The island was sealed off and used to host people with infectious diseases leading to legends of terminally ill Venetians waiting to die before their ghosts returned to haunt the island. A lot of the information about this is taken at face value, but there's not a lot of paperwork. So was it a plague island? Well, yeah, they know, but, you know, to what extent? We don't know.
Well, with something like that, I mean, I can imagine, I'm not saying they did, but I can imagine that a lot of officials were just like, who cares? That's like Death Island. Nobody gives a shit about these people.
Right. You're exactly right.
So we're not even going to record it, you know. Also, another fun fact, quarantine is Venetian. It comes from Venetian language, 14th, 15th century.
Oh, no shit.
Means 40 days.
Wow.
So a sailing vessel had to stop and dock in a certain shipyard or dock.
To let everything that might be bad die out? Or
exactly, yeah, to isolate them just in case.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I had no idea. See, you're earning your keep. By God. in fact, there's other conspiracy. There's one that the government, the Italian government or other organizations like the New World Order, whoever the shadow governments might be, are covering up the true number of people who died on the island or the real reason behind their death.
Why would that matter to them?
Why? Well, I guess maybe because they didn't want people to not come to Venice. They didn't want it to be thought of as a place for the plague, and then it's just been kept that way. I don't know. These are conspiracies.
Venice isn't small.
Why do you think it's sealed off still? No, we've already established.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
Why do you think it's still sealed off? Just because of it's dangerous, do you think? Or
why is it sealed off now?
Yeah.
If the buildings are run down and abandoned, that's a safety hazard. There might not be an easy way to get to it. I don't know. You know, do they have roads to it?
It's a hop, skip, and jump. So, I mean, you can take a little bitty bridge. There was bridges. That are no longer there. Well, let's get into what now, because that's an important part. It's kind of so. In 2014, the Italian state auctioned a 99-year lease of the island, meaning it would remain state property, but someone could develop it. I'm from Springfield, Illinois, outside of there originally, and the Lake Springfield is a cooling lake for the power plant, and you can build on there, but you give like 99-year leases. Now, they just renew them, but, you know, it's one of those things that's not an unheard-of thing.
The power plant does?
Well, right, or the state does, or Springfield, or the municipality, or whoever owns it.
Oh, I see.
This was done hoping to raise revenue, they said, thinking that the buyer would work it, develop it, you know, develop and redevelop the abandoned fucking haunted mental hospital into a luxury hotel. Why in the Scooby fucking do bullshit were they thinking? Like, what is going on? Hey, let's take this abandoned fucking mental hospital and make it a luxury hotel.
Yeah. You think about it, it's not that bad an idea. It's big. There's a lot of rooms.
Okay, Satan. You know, keep going.
God damn it, Brent. I told you.
Who told you?
Don't call me by my real name on this show.
Anyway.
But I mean, it's set up to house, you know, a lot of people at a time, and there's a reception area and probably visiting. I don't know, things they can
everything
convert.
Is
I don't
padded.
Know, man. It's
everything is padded. It's just perfect.
It's very comfortable and plush.
Anyway, the highest bid.
A cafeteria? Come on, man. This thing writes itself.
The highest bid was an Italian businessman, Luigi Brugnario. Hey. Brugnario. €513,000 for the entire fucking place. And this, what I can only think of, was a green adorned plumber. He planned to invest 20 million euros in a restoration plan, but.
Oh, he thought they were gold coins.
Hey, it's-a me, Luigi. The lease did not proceed because his project was judged not to meet all the conditions.
Jinkies.
Well done. What in the Scooby fucking do or whatever the hell I said earlier. So Luigi initially fought the cancellation lease, but after he became mayor of Venice, renounced any intentions to the island, as you do. Then
they thought it. They thought the bid was too low, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
20 million was too low?
Well, no, 513,000 euros was all they were. He was going to spend that money, but they wanted more money, I think. That's what people say, speaking of conspiracies. They suggest that. So it was annulled. In 2015, a private group, the Paviglia Pertuti, we're hoping to raise 25 to 30 million euros for a new plan to include a public park, a marina, a restaurant, and a hostel and a study center. That's all according to the Telegraph. All haunted, we might add.
Nice. Tutti means all.
Tutti.
Everyone. Also, it's Paviglia for everybody.
Hey, basically. That's awesome. That actually makes a lot of sense then. spoiler, as of the last plague, a.k.a. COVID, the island still sits vacant.
So are they still looking for the money, do you think?
Well, nothing's been done. A private group was trying to do it, but they don't really come out forward and tell you what's going on. And we all know red tape and bureaucracy. It could just be as much as, oh, well, we need to run new water piping there, and they're fighting over who gets the – I'm making shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And they're not coming – they're not too forward. You can go to YouTube and you can find countless people that have just gotten a local boatsman or something like that to take them there, and they walk around on it. The island is covered in the buildings, which still Runes. Are amazingly and pretty good intact, at least by the looks of them and stuff like that. I'm sure they are tattered to shit, but 68 or 75 weren't that long ago. And at least these guys thought they could turn it into a hotel, at least with the bones of it. So I don't know.
Literally.
And there you have it. Paviglia Island, or as the Huffington Post called it, like hell, but in Italy.
Right. Nice try, Huffington Post. I like how they replaced the word it's with but in.
like hell, it's Italy.
It's Italy. Dante Alighieri was onto something.
You had your first – you lived in Italy for a while working at that winery preparing corks. What do they call it? You were a – they said you're the best cork soaker they had, something like that.
That's right.
Soaking a cork. I soaked a cork.
Playing with a lot of grapes there.
Sometimes he's soaking my cork if I'm busy, and sometimes I soak it his cork.
I like the light Italian you threw in there.
Yay. Thanks, Saturday Night Live.
Second on I is a cork.
Hey, suck at a cork. I don't know.
This was a fun one. How did you hear about this one?
I don't remember if this was suggested or if it was just on our list of 9,000 topics. I have a list. It's funny. I have an Excel spreadsheet, and I remove something every time I use it. It still has over 400 things on there, and that's not including the stuff that people send to us.
Nice.
So
yeah, we had one of those too.
I giggle when people go, do you ever run out? I think that's one of the things that Natalie from Fox 32 said.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to come up with topics? No.
No?
No, not at all.
There's so many weird stories and
it
mythology and folklore goes a long way for that too.
What is another Paviglia Island? What's another crazy place that's off limits, or doesn't even have to be off limits, that's, you know, kind of like the Alcatraz. Island on Disney, you know, that you're not supposed to go to, but it's said to be, what's a place that's said to be haunted? I'd love to do Alcatraz some more of these. They're fun. We've done Alcatraz, and I've done the tour. It was a lot of fun. Lisa and I went there for the episode.
Nice.
That was an interesting – it's an interesting place, and it's also crazy because you can see how people – it doesn't look that far away, but you can't swim it. You're going to die, you know. Yikes. Or did they? So, yeah. If people want to find us and tell us these things, David, what can they do?
You can always go to Hysteria Nation on Facebook. At Hysteria51Pod, facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod.
Yeah.
You can go find all that at Hysteria51.com.
Yep.
All our social media, find it all. Leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277. That's 773-669-7277. Go to Patreon.
Woo!
Join the Patreon. What all do they get, Brent?
You get a year's worth of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, a copy of our home game, and the newest set of Broyhill furniture. No, but you get every episode that's coming out without ads that's all for a dollar or more, plus extra episodes, Friday pick days, audio dramas, lots of fun things on there. And Discord. We have a Discord.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, thank you. We have a Discord. You can find links to that on Hysteria Nation or anywhere. And we're starting back up our movie nights. And our first one's coming up. I'm not going to give it away. You got to come on there and find it. And we got the events coming up. I think June the – let me click my calendar. 16th.
Nine?
16th. So coming up very soon is going to be our first movie night coming back. We've done several of them in the past. It's kind of, we do it, we watch it together. We got an open channel. Everyone makes fun of it and has fun. They're old. They're silly fun movies. A lot of trauma stuff. So to give you a little taste of what's coming up. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a loved one.
Telephone.
Yeah. And thanks for coming on this boat ride to
this gondola ride.
Like hell, but in Italy, island of Paveglia. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay exiled, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.